Hello and welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a senior technical evangelist on the DX team. And welcome. This is my fifth year doing TechNet Radio. Thank you, Chris Caldwell, for keeping these alive. And I've got a special event going on right now with PASS BAC 2015. I got three guests with me. Pretty excited. Jennifer Moser, how you doing, Jennifer?
Doing great.
Great returnee around the SQL Server. Jen Underwood, how you doing, Jen?
I'm doing good.
Senior PM for SQL BI, and then we've got Miguel Martinez. How you doing, Miguel?
Good, Lane. Thanks.
He runs as a PM for Power BI. He's first time on the show, so welcome. So what I thought I'd do is just kick it off and start out with Jennifer Moser and ask her, you know, what is PASS BAC? How is it different this year? And talk about the opportunities to grow the community of data analysts.
Oh, certainly. First of all, this is our third PASS Business Analytics Conference. The first 2 years, the PASS Business Analytics Conference has really been all about BI, about the back end of analytics, about the front end self-service analytics. And for the last 2 years, the conference has really been addressing that combination audience that sits both in IT as well as in the business and works with data and does reporting and analytics. And this year, with the advent and the growth of Power BI and the opportunity to grow the community of people who live and work with data, but don't work in IT, who may sit in the business like sales and marketing, really they've decided, the PASS organization has decided that this is a real opportunity to grow that community and include them into our very large SQL and BI community. And so the targeting of this conference is really now this year, this third year, on that business analyst, that data analyst, the people who live and breathe and excel, who love pivot tables, who you know, get data from either, you know, external data sources, or they get data sets, data marts from their IT department. And this event is really catering towards them. So it's a real shift in the approach to the speakers that they bring in, the approach to the kind of content they want to share, and how everything's interrelated.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah. I mean, as I got the three amigos up here, right, I'm talking about what's going on with SQL and around specifically the Business Analytics Conference. Let's talk to Jen Underwood about, you know, what are you excited about this year? Maybe some examples of who's speaking and why are you excited to see them?
Well, I'm pretty excited this year because the team went and really re-envisioned what the audience really would like when cross-platform, reached out who are the thought leaders in the space and personally invited them to come to the conference this year. Yeah. And what was really cool is we got some really cool people coming. So people I'm excited to meet are David Smith with the Revolution, the R community Microsoft recently acquired Revolution Analytics, so it'll be really fun to see what he has to say. He's somebody I followed before the VA conference was even started up, so that's exciting. Hyun Park, James Taylor, James Kobelius, Daniel Fulstra, Shandu. So
yeah,
thinking about the Excel community, I was saying years ago, you know, if you are somebody that wants to build dashboards in Excel, like Shandu's the guy. That is, and it was funny because I reached out to him. It's like, well, what's your real name? And you know, I was just trying to connect with him or find how to reach him. So I'm looking forward to personally meeting him. And you know, I've followed him for many years. Another one of my favorite people that are coming is Dean Abbott. So back in 2006, I attended predictive analytics training. I paid myself to go. I made a deal with where I was working at the time and said, I know it's not really related to my job, but it kind of sort of is in the future, and I really want to see this. And he inspired me to think about data differently, to think predictive way back in 2006. Wow. So I'm excited. He's a phenomenal speaker and trainer. And if you think you know data, he is going to really help you know data just on a whole another level, and the importance of data prep and just understanding what to even look at. So those are some of the folks, and we have many more than that, but those are some of the ones probably that I'm personally excited about seeing that I've either never met or haven't seen in 10 plus years.
Yeah, that's a fantastic lineup. I mean, anybody that's in the business of SQL BI, Power BI, this is definitely a conference that we want to attend. So we talked about the speaker lineup. Let's talk about, you know, your target audience. Miguel Martinez, what's your target audience here, and or your honor persona, right?
Yeah.
And highlight maybe a few of the pre-cons that come up.
Yeah, this is one topic that I'm very excited about, because I want to think myself at that target audience. Think about, like, it's hard to put a job title to somebody that works with data this way. But you would have to use one. Again, I would go back to my personal example. Think about the business analyst. Somebody that maybe lives in Excel all day, they need to get data not from just IT. They might go to the internet and get some demographics data. They have some data themselves. They have to model it. That's the persona we're going after. Somebody that needs to not only tap into the data, mash it up a little bit, understand all the tools that are going to make that job easier, because at the end of the day, you're spending 80% of your time doing that. And then at the end of the day, telling the story, which is you have all this data, you have a model, but you need to convince someone and show someone that the actual data is telling them something, and you want to convince them about that. That's what I like about the conference itself, because it's basically tailored for that persona. They're going to teach you how to use the tools. They're going to teach you what type of analysis you can do, the more advanced type of analysis that's available. They're going to teach you how to communicate that, how to do storytelling. So it's a huge menu for people that want to learn and grow into that space.
So Miguel and Jen, you know, I know that the PASS organization really has been rethinking this conference and rethinking their approach to the program, to how they put things together, to their approach to reaching out to speakers. Well, you two were part of that program, weren't you?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Maybe you can speak to some of the changes in the program, or explain sort of how this program has been put together to reach this new audience. Like, how is it different than other, say, IT conferences?
So it's really different, and we got some lashings over this, but I didn't mind. I'm like, go ahead and lash out. Instead of inviting the normal community, and we love our community, right? But instead of inviting the normal folks to just have an open submission, and we get the same people that come every single time, we wanted to target folks that don't even know what this is and really create this whole group for that Excel audience, for those pivot table lovers, for folks that really munch data. So those are different speakers, and they typically don't submit. So we had to lure them. So then we literally, as a group on the board, and there's folks from Microsoft and there's folks from PASS BA, just identifying who would be your dream presenters, like who would you really want to see, in covering these different topics. And then just reached out and did different waves and different submissions, and folks would submit pre-cons, or they'd submit ideas, and then just kind of tweaking it so that it would really aligned to what we were calling a business analyst, and that person would understand and say, yes, I want to go. So it's been an ongoing, at least since last summer, it started, at least for me. And every week we meet and talk about what's the status. Were we able to lure a keynote? Were we able to talk to somebody, and who knows who, to try to get this person to sign up and agree? At least that's been my involvement so far, and really pleased with the final results so far.
So Miguel, maybe you could speak to the tracks at the event at PASS Business Analytics Conference, and because I think that really is really telling on how this event is different.
Exactly. I want to go back to Jen's point, which is it's been very fun to go celebrity hunting, like who's who on the analytics world. So that's been fun. And the good thing is that we're not doing the heavy lifting. We're just giving ideas, and then the PASS like arm actually goes and tries to get them to the conference. Regarding the tracks, I think we went, like something I said before, we thought about, some of us have a lot of experience on what analysts do, so we thought about the data, like what do they do? First they need to discover data, so that's one track, then they need to model and analyze, that's another track. The third track is, I think, communicate and visualize on the site, so that's something that is part of the process that I mentioned before. And then the last one I think is communicate, which is one of like the big part missing. Somebody could be very good with data, but at the end of the day, if they cannot communicate that idea, it's kind of pointless. And I think the fifth part, which I think is huge in this conference and is big for an audience like the analysts, is training. We have a full pre-day con, just about training people, not only in Excel, but like all the tools out there and all the things that they need to know, what's the new stuff, what's the hot stuff. So they can have this whole set of tools and methodologies that they can apply when they go back to their everyday job and take advantage of it.
You know, Miguel, that's a very good point. So, and Jen, you mentioned this a little bit. You know, when we think of events like PASS Summit, or other, you know, large community events, you know, we're typically talking about individual technologies and we're bringing in experts like MVPs or community experts to speak. And we've got a large pool of community experts who can do that. But when it comes to this new audience, these the people that our core audience works with in the line of business, in sales, in marketing, in operations, in manufacturing, or, you know, retail departments, this conference is really for our core audience's business partners, number one. But what we found is there isn't a whole lot of deep training, like hands-on opportunities for these business analysts to learn how do you use Power BI? How do you actually physically start to finish create a dashboard? So that's another one of the ways that this event is unique. Not only is it targeting those people in the lines of business, in the LOBs that live and breathe in Excel, who take data from multiple sources, throw it in Excel, and then create reports out of it, but it's also an opportunity for deep training in the latest technologies that are out there that can really simplify things, enrich the conversation, the storytelling, to really make the data sing and speak louder, right? So I think, you know, it's a different audience, a different approach to tracks. It's a different approach to more hands-on training, less death by PowerPoint. Not that this is death by PowerPoint, but you know what I mean.
No, Lingit's been really involved in the hands-on labs, and she's an expert, right? With she has a business even teaching kids how to program, and so she's been really instrumental in that. But yeah, when it even comes to, it's not just Power BI, right? So people are going to learn R, they're going to learn predictive, they're going to learn how to shape their data and what their data means.
Right.
Yeah, so it's not even really tool-centric. A lot of the sessions themselves are concept-centric. How do I best use my social data? How do I look for profit? Or, you know, really taking it and saying, what does this community really want to learn? And trying to make it less tool-centric, actually, but using the tools to solve a business problem.
This sounds interesting, and you know, for those that are watching and listening on today, you can definitely go to the PASS BAC website. That's passbaconference.com. Get all your information about what's going on with that. So Jennifer,
yes.
Back to you, just to wrap things up. What kind of last things, kind of takeaways you want to give the viewers today around PASS BAC?
Well, first of all, I'd like to confirm the dates of this event because I didn't mention that earlier on. I'm so excited about the program. The dates of the PASS Business Analytics Conference are April 20th through the 22nd. It's in Santa Clara, California, in the heart of Silicon Valley. The other thing, the call to action is for people, if you sit in IT and you create reports and work with your business partners, reach out to them and let them know about this event, about the solutions that they'll be able to learn and the training they'll be able to get and apply right away. If you are a business analyst, I would say, or work in that line of business or, in operations or sales or what have you, and you live and breathe in data, I would go out to the PASS Business Analytics website, take a look at the events of this name to the speakers, and I would encourage people to register. If you want to get a taste of what some of the material might be like, I know PASS also has been running a Business Analytics Marathon of a free webinar series available on their site that you can watch as sort of a prep or before going to the analytics conference. But yeah, join us. We're so excited. We think this is a new version of this event, an opportunity to grow the PaaS communities around people who live and breathe data, because we love data.
Yeah, data makes the world go around, right? So once again, it's always a pleasure to have you, Jennifer, on IT Time Techno Radio. And with Jen Underwood and Miguel Martinez, I wish you the best at the conference. And with that, any last comments here from your group?
Jen, you want to go first?
Sure. Thanks for having us, and thanks for promoting this to these other communities. Again, I don't think an Excel conference per se really existed, and it's beyond just Excel. It's really taking all these analytic technologies. So we're excited to be a part of it, and getting the word out certainly helps.
Excellent.
Yeah, for myself, it's just let me tell everyone out there that's planning to go to the conference that I'm jealous that you guys have this opportunity today, because this 5 years ago would have been amazing for me. It would save me like 80% of my time. So just look at the lineup of speakers. It's amazing. You're going to find everyone that you find online when you're searching about something related to data. And it's just a great opportunity. I'm very excited to be part of it. And thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime. And, you know, I don't know if anybody said this to you, but you do have a face for radio. Right? Because, I mean, we're actually doing a video, right? You're actually on radio shows. Congratulations. thanks a lot for joining IT Time TechNet Radio. So we got Jennifer, we got Miguel and Jen Underwood. And with that, it's a wrap.